Hey guys, it's Brother Peter. Really quickly, in between church services right now, I want to make a quick soul winning tip video. And this is a pretty simple tip. It's not difficult to understand. It's pretty rudimentary, something you could apply very easily. And the tip is this: memorize all your soul winning verses. I believe that you should have all your soul winning verses memorized so you can utilize them more easily for several reasons. One is so you can save time and you don't have to flip through pages so many times and for so long and waste time flipping through pages looking for verses. Time out soul winning is very precious. The attention of the potential convert out soul winning is very precious. It's not something that you want to play with. You have to be able to captivate them in a sense. And to lose their attention is a loss. It's a detriment. It's not recommended. So if you could prevent that in any way, we want to do that. And one way you could prevent losing their attention and just totally having them, you know, just their attention cut off from the conversation is by memorizing the soul winning verses so you can easily preach them. Verses, there are some verses that I would think that, you know, I would recommend you turn to. Preferably, you know, verses that are a little longer, more, that have a little more depth to them, like Ephesians 2:8-9, for example. You know, I do quote that verse sometimes, but the reason I would say turn to that and show it to them with their own eyes is because there's several elements to Ephesians 2:8-9. It is, it's a layered verse. But there's some verses that you can just quote to the people you're preaching to. For example, John 6:47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me has everlasting life. That's a verse that you could easily quote to the person, and it'll save you time. Time is precious out soul winning. People don't have extended attention spans nowadays. People will lose interest very quickly in this television society where they're used to watching television and just images are changing every second and the frames are changing and they're used to explosions and they're used to 30-second Vine videos on the internet and they're used to 30-second clips on Facebook scrolling through their feed. You have to be able to keep their attention. One way you can do that is by looking them in the eye when you're preaching to them, quoting them the verse instead of having to turn to every verse. And you need to have every verse memorized. I probably have I have 40 to 50 soul winning verses memorized. And it's very helpful. I like to quote John 6:47. John 6:47 is the third verse on faith that I quote. After I show them that they deserve hell, I show them Acts 16:30-31, John 3:16, and then John 6:47. Usually, those are the three verses I show them. And I quote John 6:47. And this is a tip within a tip. You know, I like to show three verses on that point because the Bible says a threefold cord is not quickly broken. It says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So the Bible says, you know, three is a good number. It's a well-rounded number for the people to understand and to nail it down. So I like to show them three verses. I like to quote the third verse. Learn your soul winning verses so you could quote them. That way, if somebody, and learn many soul salvation verses, so you're not just drawing a blank and they can't stump you. If you have all your soul winning verses memorized, they can't stump you out soul winning. That's why it's so important. If they start saying you have to have works, you can quote Ephesians 2:8-9. You could quote Romans 4:5. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. You could quote him Galatians 2:16. Know where all your verses are. Know the reference. But have all your soul winning verses memorized. Those are the first verses you should memorize in the Bible, are soul winning verses. And it's important. We should have these verses hid in our heart. Also, so you can preach the gospel if you don't have a Bible with you. You know, there's been several times where I haven't had a Bible with me. I've been able to win people to Christ just because I could preach the whole gospel because I have every verse memorized. I have like 50 soul winning verses memorized on salvation. And I can tackle salvation from every aspect, from condemnation to justification to the resurrection to whatever it is, I can tackle every aspect of salvation through verses that I have memorized and hid in my heart. It's a big advantage out soul winning, having every verse memorized. That way, you know, God forbid, you know, sometimes you're flipping through the Bible, you can't find the verse that you're looking for. Well, you can't not find the verse if you have it memorized. Memorize your soul winning verses. That should be your project. That's your soul winning project. Memorize every soul winning verse. Start memorizing those things. It's important. And it's been a, you know, there's a lot of people that have gotten saved because I've had the verses memorized and haven't had to, you know, have a Bible at my disposal right then and there to preach the gospel. So get your soul winning verses memorized. It can help you a lot. That's the soul winning tip for today. And I hope you're having a good day, a good Sunday. I hope you're at church. And I hope God is blessing you tremendously. Godspeed and God bless you all. Have a good night.